There are approximately 60,000 village guards in Turkey's predominantly Kurdish southeast Turkey. The local militia was formed in 1985 by the government to fight against the Kurdish insurgency of the Kurdistan Workers' Party, the PKK. Analysts say the village guards militia is the key support element for the Turkish army in its war against the PKK. But with most of the PKK insurgents now forced into neighboring Iraq, peace has returned to much of the Kurdish region. For guards like Ali Can from the southeast city of Diyarbakır, the concern is now for the future.
Hayır efendim, onlar değildiler. Sadece biziydiler. Biz 85 tarihten...
Can said he's been fighting for the Turkish state since 1985. But since the fighting has subsided, he has nothing to do. He said he gave up everything to join the guards and risked his life for the state. But he has received nothing from the government in return. Calls for the abolition of the village guards has been growing in Turkey. Some human rights groups say coercion was widely used by the government to test the loyalty of the local Kurdish population. But village guards have also been accused of human rights violations. The European Union, which Turkey is bidding to join, has also called for the abolition of the militia. Turkish authorities say they believe the village guards played a role in the recent massacre of 44 people at a wedding party in southeast Turkey. Interior Minister Beşir Atalay told reporters he suspected village guards were involved in the attack.
Olayın üzücü bir boyutu korucuların olayın içinde olması.
Atalay said one sad dimension of the event is the involvement of the village guards, and this is an important aspect of the matter for the government. Ahmet Türk, the leader of the country's main pro-Kurdish Democratic Society party, said the massacre was a result of the state arming thousands of people. Turkish Deputy Prime Minister Cemil Çiçek said disbandment was now under consideration, but added the decision should not be taken in haste. But disbanding the militia is not an easy job for the government, according to Dr. Kemal Kürşi, a political scientist at Bostros University. He says the problem is not securing support to end the guards, but rather how to achieve it.
There's already been quite a bit of talk in state circles that the village guard system needs to be disbanded. And I think there is a consensus on that too, amongst political parties, but I suspect also in the National Security Council. The problem is, how do you dismantle the system with as little economic damage to 60,000 village guards and their families that have been incorporated into the system? And secondly, how do you rebuild the big bridges between those Kurds who served in the village guards and those who refuse to serve and faced the consequences of refusing to serve?
Members of the local militia are usually members of powerful local clans, which wield considerable power in the region. There are also numerous reports that some of the guards are linked to illegal activities, including narcotic smuggling and organized crime. But the growing scrutiny of the village guard system is fueling calls for its disbandment. Guard member Abdullah Güç from the city of Diyarbakır has a warning to the government.
Bizim kurucu sistemi başladığı zaman bizim tarafımızda ben...
He said he left school to join the village guards, and for 12 years he's been fighting for the Turkish state. If the government does not want the guards anymore, the authorities cannot just stop paying the guards and expect them to give up their guns. Some political commentators in Turkey have described the village guard system as a self-created monster of the Turkish state. They say the problem now is what to do with it. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Turkey.